You got problems? Say your garage explodes or your pipes freeze. You borrow some cash and solve the short-term crisis, and the debt will just take care of itself over time. But it's a real crisis if you're borrowing to basically pay your bills and get you from month to month. That's the definition of a sustained household crisis. Now, the feds may be able to sustain it, living off of debt, that is. But if you're a city, you're closer to a credit card-addled household than the Federal Reserve. And that brings us to Birmingham, Alabama. Jefferson County, to be exact, where issuing municipal bonds looked more like a printing press for money a while back. And the fine print is coming due, and it's ugly. How ugly, Leslie Kerwin?
The full scope of the ugliness is $4.2 billion.
Oh.
And $3.2 billion of that, John, is for the most infamous and expensive sewers in the world.
Oh, that is so ugly. We're talking with World Business Daily Leslie Kerwin. She's the presenter for our partner, the BBC, who investigated Jefferson County's predicament as, I guess, a way of just pointing out some of the positive stories here in the United States as part of your mission.
Well, it wasn't that positive, but yes, absolutely. We wanted to look at what was happening to individual counties and cities. Now, Jefferson County, the population is 700,000, and the county had to repair and upgrade its sewage facilities a few years ago. The money was raised through selling sewer bonds. Wall Street investment banks, including JP Morgan, arranged complex financing deals using swaps. Now, the fees, the penalty charges ballooned. The county has $3.2 billion worth of sewer debt alone. David Carrington recently took on the job of president of Jefferson County Commission.
Oh, great job.
Yeah. Not at the moment. This after some officials from the county were prosecuted for accepting bribes. Now, they carry some of the blame, and so too J.P. Morgan. But Carrington also points the finger at the American political process itself, a system that he says encourages both risky deals and short-term thinking.
A lot of these deals are structured to where the early years are very low payments, but then you accelerate payments in the out years. And the attitude is, well, that's for someone else to worry about. I'm not going to deal with it. And so we basically had a debt structure created that there was no way that 700,000 people could pay it back over 30 years. The job probably could have been done for a fraction, whether it's $1.2 billion or $1.5 billion. It's surely not $3.2 billion.
David Carrington there coming in at the end of the game. I mean, really, who's going to lose out here? We hear the story about debts being foisted upon future generations. That's literally the case here.
Well, yes, taxpayers will be paying for this, but also investors, the investors who bought the bonds. Now, if you look at who's going to lose out, the SEC did charge JP Morgan bankers with making illegal payments. The bank settled the case without admitting it did anything wrong. JP Morgan ended up contributing millions to a fund for compensation, but the $75 million Jefferson County's received is just a drop in the ocean compared to that $3.2 billion. David Carrington. Bottom line is, yes, people are going to lose money. Refinancing the county's bonds is going to mean investors will lose out.
I have to be in all sincerity that we are bankrupt right now. We can't pay our bills. We're just not in bankruptcy. We're going to have to restructure our debt or we will be in bankruptcy.
Does that mean that investors will lose out?
Surely. Does it have to be every investor? No. I mean, you know, I don't think some grandmother in Des Moines, Iowa, who bought a Jefferson County sewer bond had anything to do with the bribes or with the corruption on either side of the fence.
You know, this really raises the issue. Why were these bonds so hotly traded by J.P. Morgan? And we're talking about not only bad investments, but a default on the part of Jefferson County. How are they going to get refinanced?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's going to take quite a while. And it's clear that it's going to take about maybe a year or so before they can even look at the books and see that the books are properly audited, because the problem is that's not happened for the past 3 years. So it's not clear yet exactly how much of a haircut, that's what they call it in the financial world, these investors are going to have to take.
And this is replicated around the country. This isn't just Jefferson County that we're facing these kinds of draconian sorts of haircuts.
I'm afraid it's not unique. And there are instances of this kind of bond deal happening in Illinois when Rod Blagojevich was the governor there. And evidence a similar thing occurred in New Mexico when Bill Richardson was governor. Jefferson County's advisor on the sewer deals was a firm called CDR Financial Products. And that's now accused of conspiring to overcharge dozens of cities in other swap transactions. That the big question is, why would anybody want to take on a task like this? And I asked David Carrington why he wanted to do this, to take it on.
Stupidity. That was my humor. I thought you would laugh. I've been in public service for the last 6 years, and I guess I should backtrack for a moment. In 1999, I had 5 companies that I was running. And on April 22nd, 1999, at 3:22 p.m., I was told I had cancer. I think cancer is a blessing to those of us that survive it, not making light of it, but I do think it gives you the opportunity to sit back and assess what you're doing with your life, what's important to you. And I just felt like with my business skills and political skills, I had something to offer to solve the massive problems facing our county.
The takeaway there from David Carrington, president of the Jefferson County Commission, cancer is a blessing, facing $3.2 billion in debt, and he's taken it on. It's going to take years for this to work itself out, right, Leslie?
It's going to take years. It's one of those things where, and now everybody's looking back and thinking, we should have done this, we shouldn't have done that. You know, the investment banks did this wrong, the commissioners did that wrong. But it's all hindsight, and it's going to play out over years to come. Investors are going to lose out. The taxpayers are going to lose out. It's a bad deal for everyone.
Well, looking at the soft underbelly of the financial structure of the United States, Leslie Kerwin, the Biz Daily presenter for our partner, the BBC, thanks so much for that investigation of Jefferson County, Alabama. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.